Well, when I grow up, I'm never going to do that. Have you ever said those words? Maybe about something that your mom or dad would say or do that you would find just so annoying as a child. And here you are, 20, 30, 40 years later, and you're doing the exact same thing. Oh, it's so frustrating. And sometimes it can be as silly as a verbal phrase that you repeat that your mom or dad used to say, or maybe it's something more serious, darker, a generational sin that you find repeating itself and its pattern in one generation after another. The good news is Jesus can break the power of those generational sins. Welcome to the Prayers of Rest podcast. I'm your host, Ashrita, and this season we are praying through spiritual strongholds. And today, yes, we are breaking free from generational sin through the power of God's Spirit. So take a deep breath and quiet your heart as we become aware of God's loving presence around us and within us. Today's passage comes from Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. Let's begin by reciting God's goodness. O God of all love and tender mercies and compassion, we're so grateful that you do not hold our parents' or grandparents' sins against us. Thank you that you are the one who extends forgiveness and grace and mercy to 1,000 generations. Thank you that you invite each and every one of us to experience your truth that can set us free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And we declare your freedom and your power, your forgiveness and your grace, your love, your mercy, your compassion and your faithfulness over us and over our children and over this generation. We believe that no force that has been forged against you can stand, because you, King Jesus, are victorious. Because you have set us free, we praise you, God. Oh, we praise you. So take a moment now to praise God that he is doing a new work in your life, that your ancestors' sins do not define you. Praise him that he is extending his loving kindness and compassion toward you. He starts fresh. So let's continue now by expressing our neediness. Lord Jesus, you have come to set captives free. And so we pray today, we pray right now for generational strongholds to be broken in your name, Jesus. Where there has been generational patterns of anger or abuse, of neglect or indifference, where there has been generational patterns of addiction, of violence, of hidden and dark sin, where there have been patterns generationally of harm and hurt, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would break those chains, that you would stop those generational sins. May your healing power enable us, enable our children and our family and every generation that comes after us to walk in the newness of life. Begin a new work. And would you start with us? So now tell God, where is it in your life that you need to start a new pattern of obedience and freedom in the name of Jesus? Bring it to Him right now. Now it's time to seek God's stillness. In these few moments, quiet your heart to listen to God's voice. Invite Him to search you, to bring freedom and victory over any sin pattern. Invite Him to speak new life over you and your family and your children and grandchildren for generations to come. Be still with Him and listen to His voice, speaking blessing and life and freedom over you right now. Finally, let's trust God's faithfulness together. Lord Jesus, You are the one who brings good news to the poor. You proclaim liberty and freedom and release to those who have been captive, sight to those who have been blind, freedom to those who have been oppressed. And so, Lord, we receive that in Your name today. We count ourselves dead to sin, and we present ourselves as living sacrifices to You. Thank You for Your great and precious promises, for Your forgiveness and freedom and new life that You offer us in Christ alone. We believe every single one of Your promises. Every single one is yes and amen in Jesus, and we lay claim to them in our lives. And God, we ask for this, not just for us, but for our children, for our grandchildren, up to the 10th generation. God, would You stop what has been old and sinful and dark? Would You stop the curse of sin with us? And would You begin a new work in our family for generations to come? Empower us to walk in Your Spirit's freedom today and every day until we see You face to face. As you end this time of prayer, declare your confidence that God is who He said He is, that He is the powerful, chain-breaking, life-giving God who can do a new work in your life and in the lives of generations to come. As you listen to today's passage again, what word or phrase stands out to you? Is there anything that you feel that God's Spirit is saying to you? Maybe there's something else that you would like to say to Him. Romans 8, verse 2. Through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now in this current generation, and forevermore. Amen. You've been listening to the Prayers of Rest podcast, which is a production of One Thing Alone Ministries, helping you enjoy Jesus through creative Bible habits. And if you'd be so kind as to hit that 5 stars in your podcast player and leave us a quick review, that would mean so much to us. Your honest testimony of how God is using this podcast in your life helps us reach even more people who need rest in Jesus, especially during these hard times. So thank you so much for helping us spread the word. And as we wrap up, I also want to say a big thank you to our monthly prayer partners. It's their generous financial support that makes this podcast possible. Thanks also to Angie Elkins Media for editing assistance and Kendra Stanton for producing this podcast. And thank you, listener. Thank you for sharing this podcast with your friends. And thank you for joining me here week after week for Prayers of Rest. Until we meet again, may you find rest in God's loving presence.